This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Paul McGonigal, head football coach at Endicott College. Now 2-0 on the season and following a Friday night win at WPI. Coach McGonigal, welcome back.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be back.
Well, another impressive win for you guys on Friday night, a shutout, your second straight shutout. So let me begin right there, or have you begin right there with the defense. Tell me the defensive story on Friday night.
They've been playing great. You know, Coach Papino, our defense coordinator, has been doing a great job, you know, even last year with them. And I think last year there's some of those guys were younger, and I think they're getting more experience. And he's done a great job of putting some people in different positions to help them be successful. So they've been doing well.
I want to ask you about several specific kind of North Shore-based players. But before I do that, anything else you want to share with us on the win Friday at WPI?
I just think overall, it's just, you know, we're on the road 2 weeks in a row, and I think it was obviously great to get another win. You know, they're a tough team, sound team. Coach Robertson does a great job over there with them. So, but yeah, that's on to the next one, I guess.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Shane Aylward from Tewksbury, receiving, had a couple of touchdown receptions. Tell me more about him and his role on the team this year.
Well, Shane has been an ultimate leader since he stepped foot on his campus. I mean, coming from a football family where his grandfather was coach at Tewksbury for many years, and his father, Brian Elwood, has been a coach at Tewksbury for many years. I mean, Shane was even voted by as a captain as a sophomore last year. During the season, he's obviously a junior captain. He works hard. He leads by examples. He's always in the right place, has such a great football IQ, and he's an absolute pleasure to coach.
Will he be at the next coach at Tewksbury High School, do you think?
at this point, you know, he actually was received an All-American for strength and conditioning. He wants to be a strength and conditioning coach, but I'm sure that's in the bloodline somewhere. I'll just try to steal him and keep him here.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. All right, Jackson D'Angelo out of North Reading. Tell me more about him.
Yeah, Jackson's a young man. We recruited. He went to North Reading High. They went to Bridgeton Academy. High motor. We played some a little bit back up at linebackers first 2 years, and now we've moved in some outside linebacker, rush end type roles. And he's obviously had a big game last game. Obviously, things he can improve on still, but he's definitely slowly but surely stepping up.
Yeah. And the other local player of note is Linfield's Clayton Marenghi, quarterback. Maybe share another note on him for us if you could.
Yeah, Clayton's been improving. He came in last year. He came in, actually, ironically, versus WPI and helped us in a come-from-behind win. And then he started a game, didn't perform as good, and then we put another quarterback in, Mike Ingraffia, at that point. But this year he had a really good off-season, summer, and preseason. And, you know, he can make plays with his arms and his legs, so he's a dual-threat weapon.
Coach, I know I've talked to so many coaches over the years, and they always talk about, but they often will talk about the improvement from week one to week two. So can you single out some improvement overall on the team from week one to last week's week two game?
I think, you know, kind of like, you know, someone like Jackson D'Angelo having a big game. You know, I think we have some veterans that have played well. I still think there's stuff that we need to work on, myself included. Because, you know, you don't know during preseason or during the season, you can mimic certain stuff, but there's situations that come up in games, even as coaches, that you think you're ready for, but you don't know, and as players. But I think, you know, it was good to have a shutout back-to-back. That's great for our defense, but we got a, you know, a heck of a challenge coming up this weekend. But a lot of the guys have been playing well, but again, there's still a lot of stuff we need to improve on.
All right, let's talk about this weekend. The College of New Jersey coming in on Saturday to Endicott, and it's your home opener, so that's always big.
Yeah, it would be great to be back home. You know, I told the team yesterday we're kind of we're officially on a normal season schedule because we're, you know, obviously away week one, but, you know, far away, so we got home late Saturday night and then the Friday night game, so now hopefully it'll be a little bit normalcy for even coaches-wise for game planning. But, yeah, it's going to be great to be back home.
Tell me about the College of New Jersey. What kind of a team are they, and what would we expect on Saturday?
Very good team, 1-1 right now. They won their opener, and then they just lost to the number 15 team in the country. So sound defense. Actually, the head coach was the defense coordinator, Salve. in 13-14, so he's very familiar with his conference as well, so it'll be a tough test for all of us.
Coach, anything else to share with us about Endicott football here today?
No, just excited to be back home at the Nest.
You got it. Well, enjoy it. Have a great week, and we'll be following what happens on Saturday. Thanks so much for your time.
Great. Thank you, Bill.
All right, there he is, head coach Paul McGonigal with us here on MSONewsSports.com.